of music that makes you feel alive. Whether you're catching up with friends, vibing with someone special, or just unwinding with the city at your feet, Soul Sunday is where the sucker comes to relax and recharge. So this Sunday, make it a day. Great food, soulful tunes, and unbeatable views. Free entry only at the Coram rooftop, up in the peak.
Why did the chicken cross the road? For the chance at a massive win. Betway is thrilled to bring you the latest quick-thinking viral sensation, the chicken game. Cash out at any point or make it all the way across. And you could win the ultimate prize of 1,250,000 kwacha. Exclusive to betway.co.za. No under 18, regulated by the Lotteries Board and the Ministry of Tourism. Bet the responsible way.
Channel 305 on Go TV.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
7,500 runners from Zambia to the world. Wa Zambia. Well done. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your strides showcase our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo. Let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Financial expert commends UPND government's progress in fiscal discipline. Government puts locust control measures in place ahead of rainy season. And in global news, Trump urges all NATO countries to stop buying oil from Russia. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Financial expert Andrew Chibuye has commended the UPND government for making significant strides in improving fiscal discipline over the past 4 years. Assessing the country's fiscal management under the current regime, Mr. Chibuye notes that despite facing circumstances that could have warranted supplementary budgets, the administration has consistently managed to operate within its budgetary limits. Mr. Chibuye has highlighted a consistent decline in the country's fiscal deficit, which he says signals a reduction in the public debt to GDP ratio, a key indicator of responsible financial governance. He further observes that our government has put a stop to commercial borrowing and has adopted a more transparent approach when undertaking other forms of debt acquisition. Mr. Chibuye has, however, indicated that while these developments reflect improved fiscal discipline, they should not be conflated with overall economic performance.
There's no commercial borrowing foreign, which has been obviously that has been forced because of Zambia's status. So generally, borrowings are only based on the domestic, and that's one that has been set aside. There's a lot more transparency around borrowing as well. So by and large, I think from a fiscal discipline point of view, there's been a significant improvement. Now you need to explain properly. There's a difference between overall economic performance and fiscal discipline is something very specific, yeah? So if people have to understand what fiscal, when they say the fiscal side of the economy, what are we talking about? Because people, they just consider the economy generally.
Government has assured the country that necessary measures have been undertaken to safeguard the country's crops, fauna and flora, and protect grass for domestic use and fodder against potential threats posed by locusts. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hulu says the interventions are amid a projected normal to above normal rainfall in the 2025-2026 rainy season. Mr. Hulu says that through surveillance program, the ministry has successfully mapped out areas that are naturally prone to locust outbreaks. He says the natural breeding areas for locusts are currently under intensive monitoring and surveillance, to ensure early detection and rapid response. Mr. Hulu say also discloses that no damage has been recorded on crops so far, and the situation remains under control, and government is optimistic that with the measures in place, the locust population will be effectively managed.
As government, we've taken necessary measures to safeguard the country's crops, fauna and flora, as well as to protect grass for domestic use and fodder against potential threats posed by the red locust. We have also mapped out areas that are naturally prone to locust outbreaks. The natural breeding areas for locusts are currently under intensive monitoring and surveillance to ensure early detection and rapid response. We are pleased to inform the public that no damage has been recorded so far on crops, and the situation remains firmly under control.
The Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, has commended government for implementing policies that have revitalized Zambia's mining sector. ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda says government has created a stable and conducive policy environment which has restored investor confidence, unlocked new projects and revived dormant mines. He pointed out that Konkola Copper Mines, KCM and Mopani Copper Mines are among the companies that have taken full advantage of the favorable policies, with renewed investment, expanded production, job creation and enhanced community development. Mr. Banda has further expressed confidence that with continued commitment from both government and industry players, Zambia's mining sector would break records and deliver lasting benefits for all citizens.
Mopani Copper Mines, supported by a $1.1 billion capital injection from IRH, has increased output by 40%, created more than 2,000 jobs, and boosted opportunities for local suppliers. We wish to indicate that these achievements highlight how strong public-private collaboration can unlock economic growth, support local communities, and contribute significantly to Zambia's long-term prosperity.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, says it is developing stricter regulatory measures beyond the current suspension of driving and operating licenses to tackle the alarming rise in road accidents attributed largely to human error. In an interview with Phoenix News, RTSA Chief Executive Officer and Director Amon Mwemba revealed that the agency has identified poor driver behavior as a key contributor to road crashes and is adopting a long-term two-pronged strategy to address the issue. Mr. Mwemba explains that one aspect of the approach involves tightening the driver's license issuance regime to ensure only individuals who meet the required competence standards are allowed to operate vehicles. He noted that many of the licenses currently in circulation were issued more than a decade ago and may no longer reflect their holder's competence. Mr. Mwemba has further stated that RTSA will work closely with stakeholders across government and the transport sector to implement the planned reforms and monitor their impact, while also maintaining ongoing enforcement efforts to deal with dangerous driving in the short term.
One of the issues that we've identified is driver behavior, of course, which is the major, major issue. And I think there are two things we're doing at the moment to address that. I mean, this is a long-term solution. It's very difficult to get a short-term solution in something like that. So the long-term solution is that we're re-looking at our license issuance regime, because we want to tighten up on our license laws, because we realize that there are a lot of drivers out there that don't have the requisite skills to be on the road. Okay, these are licenses that have been issued over the last 10, 20 years. This, given a bit of time, we'll start to address these issues. You know, it's very difficult to sort of bring a stop straight away to something like that, because something that hinges on human behavior is very difficult to...
The Indola City Council has started the process of digitizing the public bus system in order to improve efficiency of public transport in the city. Council Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mushota says the local authority launched the project to register buses and drivers digitally, manage queuing systems, enforce compliance and curb disorderly loading and the operation of unregistered vehicles.